Lord, you are great and greatly to be praised. There are beings who spend eternity saying nothing but holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. I'm so grateful to be able to mimic them for just a short while and give glory to our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are worthy, Lord Jesus, to receive glory and honor and power. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm glad to see you here tonight. But I'm so happy. Please be seated for the moment. Thank you for joining us on our... I had Sister Lisa check, and it is our third annual special services for reaching all people. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I want to thank Sister Kiefer and Sister Zaraguayo for translating for us tonight as well as last night. I also want to thank Pastor Cody for his message last night. And I do have a few comments before we start, but before we do, Brother Cody, will you come and greet the congregation for us?
Gloria a Dios. We're just thankful to be here again, third year participating in this, and I'm honored to be here and be with the readouts and all of the Apostolic Church of Anfield. And let's continue to worship the Lord. Amen. Amen. I can't wait to hear the word of God tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Cody. When I became pastor of this church, I felt like the Lord was impressing upon me that the congregation I pastor needed to become a community, that I needed to guard against the tendency to allow, quote, church to become an event where our personal bubbles occasionally bump up against one another's. And I'm not saying the church wasn't a community, but I felt the Lord telling me that there was more to community than we had achieved. And so I started praying about that, and the Lord's been changing us and bringing us further. But I also felt like the Lord let me know that He intended the same for His entire body, not just a small part of it that I shepherd. Because the world is too big for me to stand alone. And if the Lord is in the midst where two or three are gathered together, imagine just how much more strongly His presence must be where two or three congregations are gathered together. Right? Pastor Barnes and Pastor Cody and myself, we all have a burden to reach the lost, and we all have a burden to be a force for the Lord in this community and in the surrounding area, and we want the Lord to be glorified and His kingdom to be enlarged. We want Him to see His will come to pass on earth as it is in heaven. And I am so grateful to have battle buddies in this town. And I'm grateful to both of them for joining and agreeing to join with me and us each year as we do this, and to come and minister to us, to show us their hearts, and most importantly, to help us glorify the Lord. So John, in 1 John chapter 4, 7 and 8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." And Paul tells the philosophers in Athens in Acts chapter 17, verse 28, "For in Him we live and move and have our being." And what this brings to my mind is, well, it's this: God is love. and in him we live, move, and have our being, which means that in love we live, move, and have our being. His love surrounds us. His love suffuses us. It permeates us. And love is universal because the universe exists within the one who is love. And so across cultures, across continents, across kindred tongues, people, and nations, love is a common nation or language. Love is not just an emotion. It's not simply a feeling that we have. It's a decision to do what is necessary for the well-being of another, of the one we love. But it's not just a decision. It's also an action, because saying be ye warmed and filled means absolutely nothing if you do not provide the means whereby they can be warmed and filled. And we keep giving thoughts and prayers on when bad things happen, and sometimes I think we need to give a little more thoughts, because prayer, hoping that God will do what he's put us in place to do, just doesn't really seem like a smart thing. But in every part of this world, people understand the language of one person providing and caring for another. Scripture is filled with expressions of God's love for us and filled with the instructions on how we should love others. And the Lord Jesus Christ summarized all of the law and all of the prophets in just two commandments: love God with all your being and love our neighbors as ourselves. And I spent a year and a half as that is our main scripture going through the past year and a half. And so when we're told, beloved, let us love one another, we need to understand that our love for each other is meant to be the defining demonstration of our faith. It's not in how nice I look in a suit. It's not whether or not I... That's a bad example because I'm wearing sneakers. It's not about how nicely my tie is tied and if it's the proper width for fashion this year. It's not whether I lift my hands in piety and prayer. Love is the demonstration of our faith. Piety, righteousness, spirituality, these things without love is a Ferrari without fuel. Liturgy without love is a bonfire without the fire. It's just a stack of sticks. But every outward demonstration, every public proclamation of devotion to God is just meaningless static on the radio if it does not have love. As Paul had written, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I have become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. He says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. He says, though I give everything I have to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it gains nothing. And in that passage, Paul goes on to describe love. It's long-suffering and kind. It doesn't envy. It doesn't boast about itself. It's not proud and so on. And this world loves to read those in wedding ceremonies. And sometimes the engagement period takes longer than the marriage lasts, because we talk about love, but we don't understand love, because we try to remove God from the fact of, or from the experience of love. But Paul then says, all prophecies, all tongues, all knowledge will vanish away, but love will never fail. And so all the spiritual hoopla we go through may fade away, but love will never fail, because God is love. And one day, as Paul tells us in verse 12, we will see the one who is love, and we'll see him face to face. And we will know even as we are known. And with that immense revelation, Paul then ends the passage saying, And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. And you know how critical faith is. And you know how critical hope is. But he says, but the greatest of these is charity. Greater than our knowledge, greater than our hope, love stands supreme as the way to know God, to live God, and to show God. John 13:35 tells us, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. And this love, this language of the heart, is understood across the world. It's a language that's spoken by every heart across the universe. It transcends barriers, and it says everything without saying a word. There's a really sappy country song when I was growing up saying, you say it best when you say nothing at all. And most people would agree that that applies when I'm in the pulpit. I'd say it best if I didn't say anything at all. But when you see a mother cradling her baby, no words are needed. When you see somebody comforting another who is sad and crying, you don't need an explanation of what they're doing. It's obvious to you in the mannerisms and in the spirit. What's going on, just somehow you know in your soul what's going on. And when you see a little boy looking up to his father to see what he's doing and then imitate it, you don't have to get an explanation on that, because that too resonates within you, because love is the universal language. And these expressions of love are, we understand them instinctively. They don't need translation. They don't need interpretation, because they reflect the very nature of God. And so whether on the streets of here in Enfield, whether on the busiest city like Mumbai, India, or even in remote villages around the world, acts of love resonate with the human spirit. And it allows God to shine through and touch hearts and change lives. And I already said God is love, and in him we live, move, and have our being. And this truth is rooted in the very beginning of creation, when Genesis 1, I think it's 27, tells us that God created man in his own image. And he says, male and female created he them. If God is love, and we are created in his image, it seems pretty obvious that we are created to show love. And when we choose to love, especially when we would prefer not to choose to love, we manifest God's character in an amazing way. And that's why love is so transformative. Because when we love, we're not just performing an action. We're not just sitting and being all up in our feels about things, but we are showing, we're embodying the very essence of our Creator. We're allowing his image to shine through us, touching lives and changing hearts. And because we're built in his image, when he shines through us and he reaches somebody else, they are also built in his image. And so it clicks within them. It resonates within them, because they are built also to love. And we establish a connection between our display of God's image and their being built in God's image. And it gets right to, as Pascal said, I said it last Sunday, the vacuum in one's soul that only God can fill. When they see us reflect God, it resonates deeper than they understand, because their soul knows they were built in that same image. And that's the beautiful thing about love, is, and about this image of God, is this capacity to love exists in every person, and regardless of their background, their belief, their circumstances. It's that universal language. It's the universal thread that runs throughout humanity. You may be mad at me, and I may be mad at you, but we also understand not to mess with each other's kids, right? There's some escalations you just don't do. We're nonviolent and we love each other, so of course you know, pretend this was back before our conversion, before we met Christ. But this thread that runs through us all provides us that opportunity to touch people's hearts deeper than their walls can go. And when we recognize the truth of God's love and his image, it changes how we see other people. And they stop becoming strangers, and they stop being other people, and we start to see them as fellow bearers of the image of God. Last week, I had told my congregation that one of the ways we seek God's face is to look for Christ in every individual. And you say, well, how do you do that when somebody's not a Christian? Well, we are made in his image. If we look for Christ in everybody, we're going to see some shadow, at least, of the image of God. And when you see that little bit of the image of God in somebody else, how can it not touch you and change how you view them? Yeah, the rest of them might be junk, but they could look at you and say the same thing. And so part of love is recognizing God's image in everyone. When we start seeing Christ in others, it's going to make it so much easier for us to show the love of Christ and unleash the transformative power of his love. So, Brother Barnes is going to come and preach for us in just a few seconds. I keep saying I'm not going to be very long, but I get talking and I start. Actually, I think we'll have a song special, or we'll sing a song before Brother Barnes comes up so that he has a moment. But as I stop talking here, I want to encourage you to remember that love is more than a feeling. It's more than a decision. It's an action. And the Lord in Matthew 25 tells us that one day the king will set his sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. And then the king will say to his sheep on his right hand, come, ye beloved of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For when I was hungry, you gave me meat. And when I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I'm paraphrasing because I can't read the King James Version for very long without my eyes hurting. And when I was a stranger, you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. And those people, the blessed of the Father, who we all say, well, I want to be the blessed of the Father. And they are going to say, in typical human ignorance, Lord, when did we do any of that? And the king responds, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. They didn't know they were doing that to the Lord. They just saw a need, they filled the need. They saw somebody hungry, they gave them some food. They saw somebody who didn't have clothes, they gave them some clothes. They didn't realize that the Lord considered that as if they were doing it directly to him. And then he cast out the goat on the left and he says, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me anything to drink. When I was a stranger, you didn't take me in. You didn't make sure I had clothes. You didn't visit me when I was sick. You didn't visit me when I was in prison. And they're going to say, but Lord, we never saw you needing any of these things. And he says again, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not unto the least of these, ye did it not to me. And this love in action is our most powerful tool for reaching all people. It crosses borders, it transforms lives, and it needs no translation. And I challenge every one of us tonight to intentionally express God's love through our actions this week. We can serve those who are different. We can serve those who are overlooked. We can serve those who are in need. And when we do so, we are serving the Lord himself. But I think we don't need to stop at individual action. And as a church, when we band together, that impact, that effect we have on others can be amplified. And when across congregations we bind together and show love that we have one for another, we create a beacon of God's love that shines into this world. And so let's be known for our active, tangible love. And let's let the image of God shine through us so that it can be revealed in others. Praise the Lord. Thank you again to Sister Gloria and Sister Ellen for translating for us tonight. Let's all say God bless Pastor Barnes as he comes to preach to us.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Dios los bendiga, hermanos.
Can we clap our hands to the Lord?
Demos al Señor una ofrenda de palmas en esta noche.
Hallelujah. Can we lift up our voices?
Levantemos nuestras manos.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Aleluya, Señor Jesús.
Come on, that we ought to be able to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We certainly give honor to the Lord tonight.
Le doy honor al Señor en esta noche.
We give honor to Pastor Readout. Amen.
Honor al Pastor hermano Readout.
It's a privilege to be here.
Es un privilegio estar aquí.
On this third year of reaching all people.
En ese tercer año de alcanzar almas.
What's your name again, sister?
Gloria.
Gloria. You're going to work tonight, Gloria. God is good.
Dios es bueno.
Give honor to Pastor Cody. Thank God for him.
Pastor Cody.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Alaba al Señor.
Hallelujah. Amen. Honor to Pastor Tryon. Amen. And to
al pastor también que está aquí en esta noche.
All of the ministers and
los ministros también.
Honor to whom honor is due.
Honor a quien honor se merece.
Amen. And thank Amen. God for all of you.
Gracias a todos ustedes también.
Turn with me to Jonah chapter 3.
Vamos a leer en el libro de Juan capítulo 3.
And we're going to read verses 4 through 7.
Vamos a leer el versículos del 4 al 7.
Let's thank God for Gloria tonight.
Le vamos a dar gracias a la hermana Gloria hoy.
Give honor to my wife. Amen.
Le doy honor a mi esposa.
Praise God for her.
Le doy gracias al Señor por ella.
Jonah chapter 3, verse 4.
En Juan capítulo 3, versículo 4.
Says, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink.
Vamos a leer en Jonás 3, 4 al 7. Y comenzó Jonás a entrar por la ciudad, camino de un día, y predicaba diciendo, de aquí a 40 días Nínive será destruida. Y los hombres de Nínive creyeron a Dios y proclamaron ayuno y se vistieron de cilicio desde el mayor hasta el menor de ellos. Y llegó la noticia hasta el rey de Nínive y se levantó de su silla, se despojó de su vestido y se cubrió de cilicio, y se sentó sobre ceniza, e hizo proclamar y anunciar en Nínive por mandato del rey y de sus grandes, diciendo, hombres y animales, bueyes y ovejas, no gusten cosa alguna, no se les dé alimento ni beban agua.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you.
Vamos a orar.
We thank you, Lord, for this gathering of your people.
Te damos gracias por esta reunión de tu gente.
Thank you for the word that was already preached yesterday
gracias
and today.
Por la palabra que fue predicada ayer y hoy.
Thank you that you have humbled us.
Gracias
Amen.
Porque nos has humillado.
Thank you that you've talked to us about love.
Y porque nos has hablado de amor.
Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing.
Gracias por lo que estás haciendo.
I pray your kingdom come.
Te pido, Señor, que tu reino sea aquí.
Your will be done.
Y tu voluntad también sea hecha.
Tonight in the name of Jesus.
Esta noche en el nombre de Jesús.
Let your good and perfect will be done.
Que tu perfecta voluntad sea hecha.
Your blessing is already here.
Tu bendición ya está aquí.
Your anointing is here.
Tu unción está aquí.
You've given your angels charge over us.
Ya nos das mandato a tus ángeles.
Your Holy Ghost is here.
Tu Espíritu Santo está aquí también.
I thank you, Jesus.
Te doy gracias, Jesús.
I feel your presence.
Yo siento tu presencia.
And even if I didn't feel it,
y aun si no lo sintiera,
I know you're here.
Yo sé que estás aquí.
For where two or three are gathered,
porque donde dos o tres están congregados,
in my name,
en tu nombre,
I'll be in the midst.
Él estará en medio de ellos.
He's in the midst tonight.
Y él está aquí.
He's in the midst tonight.
Él está aquí.
He's here tonight.
Él está aquí en esta noche.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Gloria a Dios, Jesús.
Blessed be your name.
Bendecimos tu nombre, Rey.
I want to share with you over the next few minutes.
Quiero compartir con ustedes
on this subject.
En este tema.
An apostolic awakening.
Despertándote en una manera apostólica.
An apostolic awakening.
Despertándose en una manera apostólica.
You may be seated.
Pueden tomar asiento.
There are sleep cycles with different stages.
Hay muchos ciclos de manera de dormir.
Each stage within a cycle.
Y en cada ciclo.
Has different things happening in the body.
Hace que ciertas cosas pasen en nuestros cuerpos.
We go from being awake.
Vamos de estar despiertos.
To something called in one stage.
A otro estado que sería un one stage.
Which is light sleep.
Que es durmiéndose levemente.
And your body begins to relax.
Cuando tu cuerpo se empieza a relajar.
Then we go to in two stage.
Y después vamos al segundo etapa.
Which is a little deeper.
Que es algo más profundo.
And your breathing and heart rate slow down.
Donde palpitar de tu corazón y la manera que tú respiras cambia.
Next is in three stage.
Y después es la tercera.
Which is where you get your deepest sleep.
Donde duermes lo más profundo.
Then comes REM sleep.
Y después viene el sueño completo.
Also called rapid eye movement.
Es donde tus ojos se mueven rápidamente.
Because under your eyelids,
porque
your eyes
de
move.
Tus ojos, tus párpados, tus ojos se mueven.
It's also called the dream stage.
Es la etapa donde tú sueñas.
And breathing becomes irregular.
Y la forma que tú respiras se hace irregular.
Brain activity increases.
Y la actividad de tu cerebro increza.
And something extraordinary, the body becomes.
Es algo extraordinario.
Temporarily paralyzed.
Tu cuerpo se queda paralizado.
To prevent you from acting out your dreams.
Para que tú no hagas en hecho lo que estás soñando.
And you're in this stage.
Y en esta etapa.
Just before you awaken.
Antes que despiertes.
After a few minutes of being awake for myself.
Después de unos minutos de yo despertarme.
I'm thirsty and I'm hungry.
Tengo sed y tengo hambre.
My body is saying, you haven't fed me in 7 hours.
Mi cuerpo me dice, no me has alimentado en 7 horas.
And I have an appetite.
Y tengo un apetito.
There's also something called.
Y también hay algo.
The circadian rhythm.
Un ritmo.
I'm sorry for that one. But it's what your body goes through in 24 hours.
Es lo que tu cuerpo pasa en 24 horas.
It's the physical and the mental and the behavioral.
Es lo físico y lo mental que pasa en tu cuerpo.
Changes that you go through.
Cambios que pasan en tu cuerpo.
But that rhythm also tells you when to eat.
Pero ese ritmo también te dice cuando es hora de comer.
But my circadian rhythm tells me,
pero mi ritmo me dice,
when I arise,
que cuando yo me levanto,
it's time to eat.
Es tiempo de comer.
I don't know about you,
yo no sé de ustedes,
but that's what my body does.
Pero eso es lo que mi cuerpo quiere.
But what I feel tonight,
pero lo que siento en esta noche,
is that what I'm going to say over the next few minutes,
lo que voy a decir en los minutos que vienen,
fits under the umbrella of prophetic.
Viene algo profético.
Because I'm not talking about physical hunger.
Porque no estoy hablando de un apetito físico.
But this city has been in a spiritual sleep.
Pero en esta ciudad ha pasado algo últimamente.
For a long time.
Ya hace un tiempo.
In a spiritual sense.
En una manera espiritual.
This city is in the place of REM sleep.
Esta ciudad está en esa etapa de dormir que es rápida.
Things are becoming irregular.
Cosas están pasando regularmente.
Activity of the brain is increasing.
La actividad del cerebro está incrementando.
It's a dream stage.
Es una etapa de dormir.
But what's happening is,
pero lo que está pasando,
they're going to wake up with an appetite.
Es que van a despertar con ese apetito.
They're going to have an appetite.
Van a tener apetito.
Just like I have an appetite.
Así como yo lo tengo.
Sometimes my appetite is specific.
Y a veces mi apetito específico.
I know exactly what I want when I awaken.
Yo sé lo que quiero cuando despierto.
I don't want cereal.
No quiero cereal.
I don't want eggs.
No quiero huevos.
I don't want grits.
No quiero.
Oh, I'm sorry, casa. New England. That's a southern thing.
Esto es algo del sur.
But I wake up with the smell of bacon.
Pero
on my mind.
Con ese olor de tocino en mi mente.
I know exactly what I want.
Yo sé exactamente lo que quiero.
Sometimes it's a bagel with cream cheese. I know exactly what I want.
Crema. Yo sé lo que quiero.
And what's going to happen and what's already happening,
y lo que va a pasar y lo que ya está pasando,
is people are beginning to spiritually awaken.
Es que la gente están espiritualmente despertándose.
And they know exactly what they want.
Y saben exactamente lo que quieren.
They don't want tradition.
No quieren nomás cualquier cosa.
They don't want the denominational.
No quieren denominaciones.
They want the uncut truth.
Ellos quieren la verdad.
It's not just an awakening.
No nomás levantarse.
It's an apostolic awakening.
Es un despertar apostólico.
They know what they want.
Ellos saben lo que quieren.
And we've got to be able to provide it.
Y tenemos nosotros que proveer eso.
Share the love of God.
Comparte el amor de Dios.
Share the truth of this gospel.
Comparte la verdad de esta
let
doctrina.
Let them know your testimony.
Déjales saber tu testimonio.
That you were a sinner.
Que tú fuiste pecador.
But the grace of God reached you.
Pero la gracia de Dios te alcanzó.
The mercy of God reached you.
La misericordia de Dios te alcanzó.
You were hungry at one point as well.
Tenías hambre también en un punto.
They that hunger and thirst after righteousness
y ellos también tienen hambre y sed de esta justicia
shall be filled.
Serán llenos un día.
They're hungry.
Tienen hambre.
They're hungry for apostolic truth.
Tienen hambre por esa verdad apostólica.
I took my daughter down.
Llevé a mi hija.
To Route 5 today.
A un Route 5.
We visited the spot.
Y visitamos este lugar.
Where Jonathan Edwards preached.
Donde estaban otros pastores predicando.
Sinners in the hands of an angry God.
Pecadores en las manos de Dios.
On July 8th.
En julio 8.
1741.
El 1741.
Before we were the United States of America.
Antes que estábamos aquí en esta en este este lugar.
We were just 13 colonies.
Habían solamente 13 colonias.
One of the ministers that attended
uno de los ministros que atendieron
the service that day,
el servicio de ese día,
he described what he saw.
Él describió lo que vio.
He said, and I quote, before the sermon was done,
dice que antes que se bajara el sol,
there was a great moaning,
había un gran ruido,
and crying out,
y un lloramiento,
through the whole house,
en la casa.
What shall I do to be saved?
¿Qué puedo hacer yo para ser salvo?
Oh, am I going to hell?
¿O me voy a ir al infierno?
Oh, what shall I do for a Christ?
¿Qué voy a hacer por un Cristo?
And so forth.
Y así más.
So that the minister,
y el ministro,
was obliged,
estaba obligado,
to desist,
a callar,
or stop. The shrieks and cries,
ese llorar,
were piercing and amazing.
Era algo increíble.
So let me summarize.
Déjame decirte esto.
Great moaning.
Que ese ruido que estaban haciendo.
Crying out through the whole church.
El llorar en la iglesia.
Shrieks.
Fue impresionante.
Cries that were piercing and amazing.
Un lloramiento que era increíble de escuchar.
This is the sound.
Este es el sonido.
Of people awakening spiritually.
De la gente despertando espiritualmente.
That's what it sounds like.
Así es como se escucha.
When we weep between the porch and the altar.
Cuando estamos en este lugar.
That's what it sounds like.
Así se escucha.
When we awaken out of just a physical existence.
Cuando despertamos de un lugar físico.
And realize.
Y nos damos cuenta.
That we're more spiritual beings.
Que somos más espirituales.
Than anything else.
Que cualquier otra cosa.
They were awakened that day.
Ellos despertaron ese día.
From a spiritual sleep.
De ese sueño espiritual.
There is an appointed time.
Hay un tiempo divino.
Place.
Lugar.
And people.
Y gente.
For a spiritual awakening.
Por ese despertamiento divino.
This first great awakening.
Y esto que fue los que despertaron.
Was one of those times.
Fueron uno de estos tiempos.
But another awakening is coming.
Pero viene otra.
It's going to be an apostolic awakening.
Iba a ser un despertamiento apostólico.
I said an apostolic awakening.
Un despertamiento apostólico.
Hallelujah. History records that the denominational churches grew during this awakening.
Las iglesias crecieron en este
the Baptist
tiempo.
Churches, the Episcopalian churches. God bless them.
Dios los bendiga.
There was an awakening.
Había un despertamiento.
But this time,
pero este tiempo,
the appetite is going to be more specific. It's going to be more direct.
El apetito va a ser más
directo. It's going to be more biblical.
Más bíblico.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! This the remarkable thing is that this sermon was preached about 5.8 miles.
Fue algo de 5 millas.
From where we're located right now.
De donde estamos en este momento.
I found it's 1.7 miles.
Y encontré este lugar.
Or 3 minutes.
Que está de 3 minutos.
From Grace and Glory.
De Gracia y Gloria.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we as people.
Y nosotros como personas.
Think things in the kingdom are.
Pensamos que las cosas del reino.
Are happenstance.
Que pasa nomás por pasar.
We think they're random.
Pensamos que pasa nomás
we,
por
we
pasar.
Think they're coincidental.
Que es por coincidencia.
There is no coincidence.
No hay coincidencia.
In God.
En Dios.
You live and worship in Enfield. Because you're a part of God's army.
Tú eres parte del ejército de Dios.
He's assembling that army.
Y él está asamblando a su gente.
For an apostolic awakening.
Por ese despertamiento apostólico.
Jonathan Edwards was one man. Jonathan Edwards was one man.
Este era nomás un varón.
But we're the body of Christ.
Pero nosotros somos el cuerpo de Cristo.
Representing three apostolic churches.
Representando tres congregaciones.
Hundreds of voices.
Muchas de voces.
To declare.
Declarando.
It's time to awaken.
Que es tiempo de despertar.
Out of your slumber.
De este sueño.
Out of your sleep. I was raised in St. Louis.
Yo crecí en St. Louis.
I have no family within hundreds of miles of this place.
Yo no tengo familia cerca de este lugar.
I felt confirmation in the spirit.
Y yo sentí confirmación en el espíritu.
That I'm in Enfield on purpose.
Que estoy en Enfield con un propósito.
My former pastor.
Mi pastor anterior.
Searched for a new building.
Buscó por un edificio.
And he was looking in Enfield.
Y él buscó en Enfield.
Then I came after him.
Y yo vine después de él.
And I'm looking in Enfield.
Y ahora yo busco en Enfield.
Out of all the places.
De todos los lugares.
To buy a building.
De comprar un edificio.
God ordained that we would be here.
Dios ordenó que yo esté aquí.
For an apostolic awakening.
Por este despertamiento apostólico.
It's already happening.
Que ya está pasando.
And it's going to extend.
Y se va a extender.
It's going to expand.
Va a extender.
I'm glad to be a part of it.
Y soy feliz de ser parte de
Get
eso.
Get ready to open up your mouth.
Prepárate para abrir tu boca.
Get ready to open your car doors.
Para abrir tus puertas.
Get ready to open your houses.
De abrir tus corazones.
Get ready to teach in schools.
Para dar estudios bíblicos.
Because people are ready.
Porque la gente está lista.
To be awakened.
Para ser despertados.
They've been through the deepest part of their sleep.
Ya han estado en esa parte.
They've already been to that place.
Ya han estado en ese lugar.
But now things are stirring in the spirit.
Pero algo está pasando.
Irregularities are happening.
Irregularidades están pasando.
Because they're about to awaken.
Porque van a despertar.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
For this day.
Por este día.
For this time.
Por este tiempo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody ought to clap their hands to
Alguien
the Lord.
Alabe a Dios.
Somebody ought to shout, thank you, Jesus.
Alguien tiene que alabar a Dios.
Hallelujah. Oh, some of you don't believe it, I can tell. But I don't need everybody. I just need a few. Hallelujah. 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 I know some of you wouldn't believe it because I'm standing here.
Yo sé que uno de ustedes no lo creen.
But I'm an introvert. I like my quiet time.
A mí me gusta mi tiempo de silencio.
Read my Bible.
Leer mi Biblia.
Read my book.
Leer mi libro.
I don't need anybody around me.
No necesito nadie a mi alrededor.
Matter of fact, I prefer it a lot of times.
Prefiero estar solo muchas veces.
But when I start thinking about God.
Pero cuando empiezo a pensar en Dios.
And when I start thinking about what he's done in my life.
Y de lo que él ha hecho en mi vida.
There is a passion that burns in me.
Hay una pasión en mí.
And I'm no longer an introvert.
Y no me gusta estar solo.
But I become an extrovert.
Quiero estar con
for Jesus Christ.
Para Cristo.
Apostolic Church.
Iglesia Apostólica.
Of Enfield.
De Enfield.
Grace and Glory Church.
De Gracia y Gloria.
Pastor Cody and the Hispanic
Pastor
Church.
Pastor Cody, su iglesia.
Be introvert at home.
But
when you get around God's people. When you're around a sinner,
cuando estás con los pecadores,
it's time to be an extrovert.
Es tiempo de ser amable y amigoso con la gente.
Because he said, if you deny me before men,
porque si tú me niegas delante del hombre,
I'll deny you before the Father.
Yo también te voy a negar delante
we
de mi
have
padre.
A burden.
Tenemos esa pasión.
We have a task.
Tenemos ese trabajo.
We must have a passion.
Tenemos que tener pasión.
To go.
Para ir.
Be used of God.
Y ser la voz de Dios.
For an apostolic.
Esa voz apostólica.
Awakening.
Para ese tiempo apostólico.
In the text, you may be seated. That's not what the text says, but you know what I'm saying. In the text, Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. He didn't want to go to Nineveh.
Él no quería ir a Nineveh.
He didn't like the inhabitants of Nineveh.
No le gustaba la gente que estaba ahí.
The Assyrians were ruthless.
Eran malos.
Murderers.
Eran asesinos.
Ungodly.
No eran gente de Dios.
Jonah probably didn't think they could be saved.
Quizás Jonás pensaba que no podían ser salvos.
And he knew they were spiritually in a deep sleep.
Y él sabía que espiritualmente estaban dormidos.
He probably thought they couldn't be awakened.
Y pensaba que no podían despertar.
But watch this.
Pero mira lo que pasó.
He was a reluctant preacher.
Era un predicador fuerte.
But he went anyway.
Pero igual él fue.
And he preached a short message.
Y él predicó un mensaje corto.
Shorter than all of us can preach.
Mucho más corto que nosotros podemos predicar.
8 words.
8 palabras.
Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. That was his message.
Ese fue su mensaje.
He probably thought nothing would happen.
Quizás él pensó que nada iba a pasar.
But what he underestimated,
pero lo que no pensó,
was that they had already been through the deepest part of their sleep.
Ya ellos habían pasado de la parte más profunda
they
de
were
su sueño.
In REM sleep.
Estaban en ese ciclo más movido.
They were ready to be awakened.
Estaban listos de despertar.
And it didn't take the most eloquent preacher.
Y no fue ellos no necesitaban alguien elocuente.
It didn't take profound teaching.
No necesitaban un gran enseño.
It just took a willing vessel.
Él nomás tomó a una persona que estaba lista.
Even a reluctant willing vessel, if
aun
that makes
cuando
sense.
Ese instrumento no quería.
And the king called a fast.
Y ellos llamaron a un ayuno.
Not just for the people.
No nomás para la gente.
But for the animals.
Pero para los animales.
And if you read it, the fast was also to put on clothing of mourning.
Era también para ponerse ropa de
the de people and the people and the beast.
La gente y las bestias.
They were ready.
Estaban listos.
For an awakening.
Para despertarse.
Awakening begins.
Y el despertar empieza.
In the church.
En la iglesia.
When reluctant saints.
Cuando alguien te dice,
do what the Spirit is saying.
Haz lo que el Espíritu te dice.
When reluctant preachers.
Con estos predicadores.
Don't just preach to the saved.
No más predican a los que son ya salvos.
Yeah, don't just book their calendar with apostolics.
No, no más júntate con los apostólicos.
But they preach in the Baptist church.
Pero también predicaban en las
they
iglesias.
They preach in the Catholic church.
Y en las católicas.
They go reluctantly sometimes.
Aunque no querían.
And allow God to use them.
Pero dejaron que Dios los usara.
I'm reminded of Peter.
Yo me acuerdo de Pedro.
In Acts chapter 10.
En el libro de Hechos capítulo 10.
He didn't want to go to the Gentiles.
Él no quería ir a los
he gentiles. Was a reluctant preacher.
Él no quería ir.
But he went anyway.
Pero él fue.
And Cornelius' house was saved.
Y él dijo que esa casa fue salva.
I'm convinced.
Yo estoy convencido
that when God is ready
que cuando Dios está listo
to awaken a people,
a despertar a su gente,
a family,
una familia,
a city,
una ciudad,
you can be reluctant,
aunque tú no quieras,
but just be obedient,
pero sé obediente,
and God can bring about
y Dios puede revivir
an apostolic awakening,
un movimiento apostólico.
Let me say another thing.
Déjame decirte algo más.
About Jonathan Edwards.
The Jonathan Edwards.
He preached about hell.
Él predicó del infierno.
He preached about punishment in hell.
Y de lo que pasaría
ahí. He preached about judgment.
Y de juicio.
And how God would judge.
Y como Dios juzgará.
I don't think he could preach that message in many churches today.
Yo no creo que mucha gente puede predicar eso en estos días.
Because we're used to hearing about blessing.
Porque estamos acostumbrados a escuchar de bendiciones.
And anointing.
Y de unción.
And what God's going to do in your life.
Y de lo que Dios va a hacer en tu vida.
But you can't convince people.
Pero no puedes convencer a la
they
gente
need a savior.
Que necesitan a un salvador.
Unless they know they're lost.
Si no saben que están perdidos.
You can't convince people.
No puedes convencer
that
a gente
they need a healer.
Que necesitan un sanador.
Unless they know they're sick.
Si no saben que están enfermos.
So the message may sound harsh.
El mensaje puede escuchar fuerte.
But it was in love.
Pero fue en amor.
Because it positioned them.
Porque los posicionó.
To be awakened.
Para despertarse.
It had an urgency.
Tenía urgencia.
Oh, I wish you hear me tonight.
Quiero que me escuches esta noche.
Apostolic Church.
Iglesia apostólica.
We minister to the mind of people.
Nosotros ministramos a la mente de la gente.
We're politically correct.
Los estamos correctos políticamente.
We're so kind that we're so kind we won't even quote the scripture.
Y a veces ni decimos los que están en la escritura.
But an apostolic message.
Pero un mensaje apostólico.
Must have urgency.
Tiene que tener urgencia.
You've got to convey urgency.
Tienes que dar esa urgencia.
It's not doing me a favor.
No me está haciendo un favor.
If I'm on my way to hell.
Si me voy en camino al infierno.
And you counsel me with your calm inside voice.
Y me hablas con esa voz suave.
But you never tell me.
Y nunca me dices.
That I might not see tomorrow.
Que quizás no veré mañana.
I need to feel the urgency.
Yo tengo que sentir esa urgencia.
The Bible says in Hebrews. Hebrews 4 and 7.
En Hebreos 4, 7.
Today, if you will hear his voice,
que si hoy escuchas su voz,
harden not your hearts.
No endurezcas tu corazón.
I want you to hear that word today.
Yo quiero que escuches esa palabra hoy.
Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. 2 Corinthians 6 and 2 says, now.
2 Corinthians 6, 9.
Now is the acceptable time.
Este es el tiempo aceptable.
Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Este es el día de salvación.
We've got to regain the urgency.
Tenemos
in our
tener
message.
Esa urgencia en nuestros
I
mensajes.
Didn't say mean and judgmental.
No te digo ser malo.
I didn't
ser
say
de
nasty
juicio.
And cantankerous. Oh, but let's stay away from that. Nasty. I didn't say
no
nasty.
No te digo que seas malos.
But we have to convey the urgency.
Pero tenemos que dar esa urgencia.
That tomorrow is not promised.
Que el día de mañana no es prometido.
It's time as I close.
Y el tiempo mientras que yo cierro.
For an apostolic awakening.
Por ese despertamiento apostólico.
An awakening to apostolic doctrine.
En esa doctrina apostólica.
To the apostolic new birth.
Para dar avivamiento.
To the apostolic anointing.
Al unción apostólico.
To the gifts of the Spirit.
De los regalos del Espíritu.
And to apostolic urgency.
En esa urgencia apostólica.
They are awakening.
Están despertando.
Are we ready to share this gospel?
Estamos listos para compartir el evangelio.
I sat down with four people a few years ago.
Yo me senté con cuatro personas unos
It was
años
a Monday.
Atrás.
It was a Monday.
Fue un lunes.
They started the Bible study with a question.
Y empezaron del estudio bíblico con una palabra.
They said to me, "What does apostolic mean?"
Y preguntaron, ¿qué significa ser apostólico?
They had an apostolic hunger.
Que tenían un hambre apostólico.
They were ready to be awakened spiritually.
Estaban listos de ser despertados espiritualmente.
I shared with them for an hour.
Compartí con ellos una hora.
All four of them were baptized that same day.
Cuatro de ellos fueron bautizados ese mismo día en el nombre de Jesús.
They came.
Ellos vinieron.
And they were ready.
Y estaban listos.
For an apostolic awakening.
Para despertarse en una manera apostólica.
Let me say a couple more things.
Déjame decirte otras cosas más.
Peter was on that rooftop.
Pedro estaba ahí encima.
It was time for lunch, I believe.
Es, creo que era tiempo para lunch.
He's falling asleep.
Y se estaba quedando dormido.
God gives him the vision, as Pastor Readout mentioned.
Y Dios le dio ese mensaje como el hermano Readout estaba diciendo.
Ultimately telling him.
Diciéndole.
That the Gentiles.
Que los gentiles.
Need to hear this gospel.
Necesitan escuchar este mensaje.
He awakens.
Él despierta.
He goes to Cornelius's house.
Y él va a la casa de este hombre.
Shares the gospel.
Comparte el evangelio.
They're filled with the Holy Ghost.
Y son llenos del Espíritu Santo.
Baptized in Jesus' name.
Bautizados en el nombre de Jesús.
That tells me something.
Y eso me dice algo.
That I can go to sleep with a physical hunger.
Que yo puedo dormirme en un con un apetito físico.
I can go to sleep with a physical appetite.
Puedo dormirme con el hambre físico.
And awaken with a spiritual appetite.
Y despertarme con el apetito espiritual.
Awaken with a spiritual hunger.
Despertarme con esa hambre espiritual.
Awaken with a spiritual command.
Con una orden espiritual.
I believe the people in this city.
Yo creo que la gente de esta ciudad.
They're going to sleep each night.
Van a dormir todas las noches.
Maybe with physical hunger.
Quizás con hambre física.
But God is waking them up every day.
Pero Dios los está despertando todos los días.
With a spiritual hunger.
Con un hambre espiritual.
They're being awakened to an apostolic, amen, awakening.
Están despertando con ese avivamiento apostólica.
God is doing it in this city.
Y Dios lo está haciendo en este
And
lugar.
And we've got to be ready for it.
Y tenemos que estar listos.
I saw videos.
Yo vi un video.
Of people who were hypnotized.
de la gente que fueron hipnotizados.
And what the person doing the hypnotizing would do,
y la persona que estaba hipnotizada,
is they would instruct them,
fueron instruidos,
that when I snap my fingers,
que cuando hacían ruido con sus dedos,
you're going to come out of that hypnosis.
Vas a salir de esa hipnosis.
I'm not suggesting you practice this.
No estoy diciendo que lo practiques.
I don't know anything about hypnosis.
Yo no sé nada de esto.
But what occurred to me,
pero lo que se vino a la mente fue
is the
esto.
Snapping of the finger,
es que cuando ellos hacían ese sonido con sus dedos,
is an auditory trigger.
Pasó algo.
It triggers the person.
Hizo que esa persona actuara.
To come out of the state that they're in.
Que salieran de ese lugar donde estaban.
And I don't know if you can go with me.
Y yo no sé si puedes ir
but
conmigo.
I feel like God.
Pero yo siento que Dios.
Is snapping his finger.
Nos está diciendo.
Over this church.
Abre esta iglesia.
Over your family.
Sobre tu familia.
Over you.
Sobre ti.
Because some of us need to be awakened.
Porque uno de nosotros tenemos
an
que ser
apostolic
despertados.
Awakening.
Un avivamiento apostólico.
Begins in the church.
Empieza la iglesia.
It begins with the people of God.
Empieza con la gente de Dios.
It had to start with Jonathan Edwards.
Empezó con Jonathan Edwards.
Then it got to the church.
Y después llegó a la iglesia.
It has to start with us.
Tiene que empezar con nosotros.
Then it will get to the city.
Y después llegará a la ciudad.
I believe God.
Yo creo que Dios
is awakening this entire city.
Está despertando esta ciudad.
Are we ready for what God is doing?
Estamos listos para
Are
lo que Dios
you ready
va
for
hacer?
What the Lord is doing?
Estamos listos para lo
In
que
the
Dios
name
va
of
hacer.
Jesus Christ.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Hallelujah.
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 This past Sunday.
Este domingo pasado,
no doing of my own,
no era algo que lo que yo hice,
no great organizational skills coming from me,
ningún don que venga de mí.
We had 377 people in our building.
Tuvimos a 377 personas.
I didn't know most of them.
Y yo no sé cómo pasó eso.
They could have gone to the denominational church.
Ellos podían haber ido a otro
They
lugar.
Could have gone to the traditional church.
Una iglesia tradicional.
But I believe God awakened them Sunday morning.
Pero yo creo que Dios los despertó
with a specific
esa mañana.
Appetite.
Con una hambre espiritual.
They wanted to hear the apostles' doctrine.
Ellos querían escuchar la
They
doctrina
wanted to
apostólica.
Hear what the Holy Ghost is about.
Querían saber lo que el Espíritu
They wanted
Santo
to hear the
decir.
Baptism in Jesus' name.
Querían escuchar el bautismo en el nombre
They wanted
de Jesús.
To hear about the anointing, hallelujah,
querían
of the apostles.
De la unción
apostólica. Oh, I wish you would be aware today
Yo quiero que sepas hoy
that people are being awakened all around you.
Que la gente está despertando a tu
and
alrededor.
They want what you have.
Y quieren lo que tú tienes.
Jonah was convinced that Nineveh
estaba convencido que Nineveh
didn't want to hear what he was preaching.
No querían escuchar lo que él tenía
but
que
they
predicar.
Were ready to hear it.
Pero ellos estaban listos para escucharlo.
Peter didn't want to go to the Gentiles.
Pedro no quiso ir a
but
los
they were ready to hear it.
Pero estaban listos para escuchar.
And the apostolic church of today
y la iglesia apostólica de hoy
has believed the lie of the devil
han creído la mentira de Satanás.
That the world doesn't want to hear what we have
el mundo
to say.
No quiere escuchar lo que nosotros sabemos.
But it's a lie.
Pero es una mentira.
I don't care how much rejection you've experienced.
No me importa lo que tengas que pasar.
They're ready to hear it.
Ellos están listos para escuchar.
I don't care how many people didn't show up.
No me importa cuánta gente no llegaba.
Tell somebody else.
Dile a alguien.
I don't care if they fall asleep when you're preaching.
No me importa si se duerme cuando predicas.
Preach to somebody else.
Predícale a alguien más.
Because somebody is ready.
Porque alguien está listo.
Somebody's being awakened.
Alguien se está despertando.
And they've got a specific appetite.
Y tienen una hambre específica.
It's an apostolic awakening.
Es un despertamiento apostólico.
Let's stand on our feet.
Nos ponemos de pie.
It's all right to clap your hands to God.
Está bien, dale
It's not about me.
Palmas.
It's about the word of the Lord.
Porque
Come on and lift your voices in this place.
Levanten sus voces.
Come on and lift your voices in this place.
Levanta tus voces.
Hallelujah. Let everything that hath breath. Come on, that's in your Bible. That's in your Bible. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Snapping of the fingers. It's a sound.
Este sonido.
It's a sound. When they were gathered in that upper room, there was a sound from heaven.
I said there
was a sound from heaven.
Había un sonido del cielo.
As of a mighty rushing wind. Let there be a sound from heaven tonight.
Caiga un sonido del cielo en esta noche.
Let there be a sound from heaven tonight.
Que haya un sonido del cielo en esta noche.
Let there be a sound from heaven tonight.
The sound is very specific.
It's the sound. It's the sound of an apostolic awakening.
Un sonido de un avivamiento apostólico.
Woo, I better get my seat because I'm about to misbehave.
Creo que me voy a sentar porque me voy a comportar mal.
I don't know if you hear it.
Yo no sé si lo escuchas.
But I hear prophecy in this room.
Pero yo escucho profecía en esta noche.
I hear prophecy in the Holy Ghost.
Profecía del Espíritu Santo.
I hear confirmation in the Spirit.
Escucho confirmación en esta noche.
He's already doing it.
El Señor ya lo está haciendo.
I wish you would open your mouth. Come on, intercessor. Come on, praiser. Come on, worshiper. Now is the time. Today is the day.
Este es el tiempo que el Señor nos ha dado.
Hallelujah. I'll be Jonah. I'll be Peter.
Voy a ser Jonás. Voy a ser
Send
Pedro.
Send me to Nineveh.
Mándame a Nínive.
Send me, Lord, I'll go. Send me, Lord, I'll go.
Mándame, Señor, y yo iré.
Is there anybody in here saying, send me, Lord, I'll go?
¿Hay alguien aquí
Use
que diga,
my
Señor,
mouth, Lord, I'll
mándame,
speak.
Yo iré.
Use my hands, Lord.
Usa mis manos.
I'll pray for the sick. Yeah. Hallelujah. This altar is open.
Este altar está abierto.
To somebody saying, use me, God.
A alguien que quiera decir, Dios, úsame.
I'll go.
Yo iré.
God, use my mouth.
Usa mi boca.
Use my hands. Use
Usa
my
mis
voice.
Manos, mi voz.
Use my gifts, Lord.
Usa mis dones.
Ikaharoda bakosata.